So this all started from me seeing this advertisement for weeds.
Weeds.
It's insane. And this brings me back to where we were last week, where we talked about that that terrible Mets advertising campaign.
The K posters?
Yeah, like they have a bunch of really bad ads on all their buses and whatnot. Well, this week I read in the paper that they have a new advertising campaign that they're doing all around the city. They're putting cellophane things on people's car windshields that looks like a baseball smashed into your windshield, and put a note underneath your windshield wiper signed by your favorite player that says, "Sorry about it, I didn't expect the ball to go that far," or "Sorry about that, didn't realize the left wheel field wall was so low." But seriously, you don't think that's... Hey, maybe I'm crazy.
That's great.
I honestly think that's...
I can't wait to get one.
Okay.
I'm going to go out and buy a car just so I can put that sticker on my car.
It's not that you would buy it. You'd come out and find it on your car.
Oh, man.
Hey,
I'm rolling over here.
Wait,
let me get on the floor.
I think it's a good idea, actually.
It's great.
Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to...
I want Mike Piazza to open the door for me when I get in the car after a fucking game that he puts on. You guys suck.
When did you all of a sudden turn into sports guy?
Hey,
what happened?
Sorry, I told you I like baseball and wrestling.
A real sport.
Hey, eat it.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Do I have to control my mouth on radio, BBQ?
No, I think you were allowed to.
I can go crazy?
Well, I would prefer that we didn't, but we can.
Sorry.
But
my mouth is like a sewer trench.
If you guys haven't heard yet, we are on Radio BBQ. You can check it out at radiobbq.net. You can also check out our website at thebrownlodge.com. Hit us on AOL Instant Messenger at thebrownlodge.
Scumbag.org.
We also have a website that has a lot of stuff missing off of it, but you can hit us with emails. It's all a big mess. We're having problems with our web host this week. It'll be straightened out.
They don't work on Mondays either, apparently.
No, I actually work all day on Monday and never call them to fix it. But we have something up there. It's a makeshift site for now. We get you to the feed, get you to everything. So speaking of getting to things...
I have all kinds of contraptions and apparati on my pants that involve pulling strings.
He's got a lot of twine. What is that thing? Diabetes?
No, it's called a fob.
I don't even know what's going on over here. I see that these two guys are sitting in a corner.
We decided
talking
to have a conversation on radio about what's attached to my pants.
Yeah, they're wearing clothes and such. So speaking of good ideas, I heard your boy John Cena has a new rap record out.
Yeah, they're really pushing it pretty hard on the WWE forum. By that I mean the show, and I really would not like to see any more videos in the middle of my sports entertainment.
In all honesty, I'm hearing it in the middle of sports radio. I'm hearing it every place. They're playing commercials for everywhere.
I'm a bad, bad man.
It's the craziest thing in the world that John Cena, the WWE champion, is he?
Yes, he is.
I know he was at one point, and I assume, well, you tell me.
He's only...
I actually know who he is, because I...
heard
obviously
that.
Not
really
wrestling
great.
Guy. I bought an issue of Men's Fitness a couple months ago, because when
what?
I was on a fitness kick, I was going to start getting into shape.
You were
going to
read about
out,
it?
And there was I read about it, but do you notice any difference in my biceps since I've been reading Men's Fitness?
You're huge.
But there was an interview with him, and he discussed how he was picked on in school, but how his new rap record's going to change everything.
I mean, the song isn't bad. I mean, it just has this crazy, like, the video has a crazy A-team kind of theme. And,
I had never heard of him, though. Granted, I haven't watched wrestling since SD Jones was the... he was never a champion.
You know, I really wouldn't know that one. I bet he had to hold some title.
I don't think SD Jones ever held a title.
Chris.
An intercontinental title, maybe?
SD?
SD Special Delivery Jones, to my knowledge, never held any sort of title.
Anything.
He might
even
have...
Even the Hawaiian champion?
Nunzio had the hardcore title.
But SD Jones wasn't around by the time the hardcore title came in. He was already had his Cuban restaurant in the Bronx.
Oh, he's not dead?
No, SD Jones runs a Cuban restaurant in the Bronx today. I wish I knew the address of it, but you can go visit him. He'll make you a nice sandwich.
From Antigua in the West Indies, he's got a bullet hole in his back the size of your mother's cunt. It's SD Jones!
He did have something scooped out of his back that was pretty offensive looking. Ric Flair has a similar thing
I forgot about cursing. Is cunt a curse? Or is it just a heavy-duty word that no one likes?
This is totally unnecessary and really awful. This is making me feel rotten.
Well, you say cake. You say
Cake is offensive as hell.
I just think in general that cursing is a bad idea. We want to appeal to that big new audience out there. And as long as we're talking about bad ideas...
I hate all this crap.
As long as I'm talking about bad ideas, I'm going to start talking about some good ideas. And
you curbed me a little bit more there.
I know. Okay. My favorite idea in the past, week that I've seen it...
It's just silence on the radio?
Yes. That's my favorite thing, is silence on the radio.
White noise?
Not so much white noise. I prefer just dead air. I think that would be fantastic.
Right on.
Did you see what your boy Donald Trump put out as his idea for this little Ground Zero thing that he has going for the World Trade Center?
I actually was listening about it today on our on RNF repeats.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Yikes. Regardless.
Am I back beyond it?
I honestly don't remember. I don't remember.
Okay. I think I was listening to the 19th.
Okay, could be.
You can get that on
foundrymusic.com. Wait, why is it yikes? Why is it yikes?
I don't know, because we're talking about something that other radio show talk about. It happens.
But we live here.
It's true. Yeah, the World Trade Center, rebuilt as the same building that it was, one story higher, by Donald Trump. By Donald Trump, it's a book report that he did. opposed or for it?
I don't think people really cared about that building when it was there. That's the only problem that I have with it. I think something smaller can make the skyline look a little bit better for the people that live in the area. I do think that it kind of clogged up the sky. Not that I have any, I think that it should have been destroyed in any capacity. But it didn't make downtown, it's not a landmark.
It's not a landmark?
Well,
I mean, I don't know. To me, I think it's something that's been there for granted. Don't get me wrong. We're relatively young guys, and it's only been up for, 30 years and change. But as long as I've been alive, it was always part of the New York skyline.
I think it was poor placement.
And that's the whole thing. It was always criticized, and people had problems with it for the longest time up until,
It didn't need to be blown up, though.
Anything they come up with isn't going to be better necessarily, though. Mm-hmm. So I say go for it.
You go for it. You
I
think
feel
it's
like
go for
I
the
should
old
be
lady?
On dead what? Right now just from my comments.
What? No. You didn't say anything bad.
Nothing bad?
No. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed to be a boy lover.
Oh, I'm not ashamed to be a boy lover.
Yeah. So,
Hey, let me start doing sound effects. I'll be back in a half an hour.
Fantastic. you're listening to the Brown Lodge. I know you might be tuning into Radio BBQ for the first time, expecting to hear some other show, and you're hearing us instead. We're the new guys on the block. We just
your vagina is sore and red.
That's true. It's actually a little runny at times as well. You could check us out on Mondays and Wednesdays.
You throw me over the line.
What, you don't like when things are runny?
No.
I think that we're going to be on Monday and Wednesday nights, but I'm not 100% sure about that. We just want to say a quick thank you out to... Jason Martinez.
Also known as Jamar.
We also want to say a quick thank you to Craig Coleman, because if not for him, we wouldn't be here. And thanks to Dan for getting us up here on RadioBBQ.net. Likewise, we just want to thank ourselves for just being so damn good that people want to hear us.
Seriously. I'd like to thank Les Moonves. I'd like to thank Oprah Winfrey.
We're thanking them now?
I'd like to thank Worldwide Pants for making this happen. And the Viacom Network.
Are we thanking them now or after they sign us to the new program?
No, we're thanking them now because...
In advance or because you've been signed and we don't know about it yet?
Well, I...
Did something just... is there another announcement here?
I mean...
You're on the Kimmel show.
I own the show. I copyright everything under my name. And I just want to thank Johnny Knoxville for making this happen.
Wait, did I just hear something about being copyrighted in some... What?
Wait, I think I have something here.
What do you think you have?
The following is an official statement from the Brown Lodge. The opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Quick Horse Radio or its subsidiaries.
I own the lodge.
I'm absolutely appalled, outraged, and confused. Somehow this copyright has been hornswoggled out from under us. I expected this from the suits over at Megaforce Radio, those creeps. I wasn't expecting it to be...
Oh, wait. There's another message coming in.
Statement from the Brown Lodge.
I'm sorry, nobody
this
cares.
Is gonna be a
shit. Oh, man, all of our sound effects exposed. Hey, if anybody knows how to do a soundboard, write to www.sycophant.pls/93.
Or anything at thebrownlodge.com and we'll get it.
Oh, that one.
Which is
too.
The same thing.
Scumbags.
Speaking of scumbags, do you know the guys at the guys at Budweiser, your favorite beverage, are a bunch of scumbags?
Why are you saying that?
I'm saying
Chris?
That because a special guy. Oh, I'll say when the endorsement deals come in and you're appearing on posters with Budweiser mustaches. That's filthy. Because your boy Ross Hopkins, 41 years old from Denver, Colorado, got fired from his Budweiser distributorship because he was drinking Coors Light.
Where? On the job?
Nope. Was seen out at a bar. Drinking a Coors Light, and they tell him he's fired now from this Bud distributor in Denver, Colorado.
Because he represents Budweiser? Because he drives for it?
Apparently. He wasn't driving for them at the time. I mean, if he was drinking and driving, they'd have another whole issue to
you
drive.
You forgot to
tomorrow.
Mention that he ran over an old lady from the Coors.
Yes, and you see, a whole, actually it was an entire family that he ran over. He's going to be on dead next week.
Well, can they even do that? I don't think they can do that.
It's 100% true.
We put a camera on everybody, hidden camera on everyone that exists, and then someone will kill someone, and we'll be able to see it on Dead on CBS. Dun, 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 dun.
CBS.
They suck?
No.
I don't even know. I'm pretty sure I work for them.
You do someplace along the line, right? Oh, boy.
I'm going to tell them I saw you in NBC underwear.
Oh, man, I'm going to get fired. I was watching Seinfeld one night, and I got laid off.
Hey, did you guys ever see that episode of Seinfeld? And the whole room gets quiet.
That goes up against Cold Case. I don't even know if that's on CBS. And
it is.
I've watched a show a zillion times. I couldn't even tell you what network.
I have no... All those like legal shows that you like, I've never watched any one of them. The only... I would think that I would enjoy them, but I've never seen any of them at any point in time.
They're all CBS or NBC. Well, Law & Order is
that narrows it down to about half of the networks.
Law & Order.
They
narrows
got a
it
job
down
on Law & Order.
So, did
I
you?
Actually worked in a place a couple days ago that had a... They were filming SBU in downtown Brooklyn.
Really?
Destroying shit. I was so excited.
I love that
but
show.
They made me leave. I wasn't allowed to hang around.
So does that mean you didn't get the job?
No, we filmed out. We lit some fires on the other side of the wall.
Oh, there was a big fire, by the way, just now I passed it for those of you interested.
There
was a
here?
Dumpster on fire on Highland Boulevard.
Highland Boulevard?
Great.
Highland Boulevard.
You're a local. You got to talk to the people in the streets that are listening to you, right, in Staten Island. Staten Island, New York, represent.
There's a lot of stuff in those CSI, Law & Order shows. They always refer to Staten Island.
I 100% honest, I've never seen
there was actually,
one episode.
There was a Law
of
& Order
any
movie.
One of them. CSI, Law & Order, nothing.
Never one.
You've never seen an episode
an
of Law & Order?
No. I'm not
sure,
an idiot. I just don't,
like
watch,
15, no.
I just don't
yeah,
watch TV.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm an idiot, but that has nothing to do with me not watching those two shows. I just don't watch the shows.
I only started watching CSI last year. Big fan.
I've started watching it not yet.
Really?
All right, way to go, douchebag.
I love the Law & Order shows. I'm a fan. ABC doesn't have any, like, investigatory shows, as far as I know, though.
The last Legal Eagle show I was a big fan of was L.A. Law, because it had Dr. Giggles on it.
And they showed you the Venus Butterfly?
Oh, my God.
I watched that show, too.
Dr. Giggles
I love
was
all
on
that
crap. Show,
yeah, of course he was. What was his name? Bernie? What was Dr. Giggles' name on L.A. Law?
Wasn't Bernie Corbin Burnson's character?
Wow, you're absolutely
right. He's
right.
No. Or was it Becker, something Becker, Arnie Becker?
No, that's the guy from Cheers.
No, he might be right. It's Arnie Becker.
Don't get me wrong. You know what? I've never seen Law & Order. I actually know that from Seinfeld.
But we're talking about L.A. Law.
What are you talking about?
I'm not L.A. I've never seen L.A. Law, but I know that from Seinfeld.
By the way, it's a great segue. Speaking of the legal system, I got a ticket for public urination two nights ago.
Did you?
Yes. I was working, and there were way too many people in the bathroom of the space that we were at.
Could I just hold on for 1 second? I just want to interrupt for one moment. Well, how many people could say that they're at work and they got a ticket for public urination during work? I just want to say that. Continue with your story, please.
Well, I work in the industry.
By the industry, you mean the business?
Yeah. By the business, I mean the product. And by the product, I mean nothing. But I walked around the corner in the pouring rain, and I saw a little shack, which I thought was an outhouse at first, but it's kind of like not really a...
Who are you?
Downtown Brooklyn.
I think they have outhouses in
Yeah,
downtown
I know. I was pretty much in like a Williamsburg.
Well, you want a farm?
No. But no one was around. I had to pee. And I couldn't pee with the guys getting dressed up like girls, and everyone was half naked, and there were a lot of girls in the bathroom, and it was just, I'm pee shy, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't think I'd want to pee in that situation either.
Yeah, it was kind of weird, and it was very well lit, thank you, because I did it, so I light it nice. But I went around the corner, and I saw this kind of shanty town little thing, and I thought it was an outhouse. Which, I don't know why there would be one there. But I went in, you know, it was a fucking dumpster or whatever. So I just decided to pee on the side of it. In the rain, I'm peeing. And I turn around, and there's a car driving on the sidewalk. And it's policemen.
Red and blue flashing deep in the night.
Oh, God. The horror. Like, it crawled back up. They didn't let me finish peeing. I'm peeing in the rain. The lights go on. Everything goes crazy. And...
You would think that if they were going to write you a ticket, they'd at least, all right, at least let me get the full value out of this ticket.
We've now had discussed a situation where police did let you finish peeing when they arrested you.
Actually, I got arrested in Ohio. And
they did let you pee on the side of the road.
I had to pee really bad, and I asked them if I could pee on the side of the car, and they said yes. But I was getting arrested for drugs.
Maybe if you were getting arrested for... maybe when you're getting arrested for peeing, it defeats the purpose if they allow you to finish it. You can finish killing that guy, but then we're going to have to take you in for murder.
But the thing is...
Tonight on Dead.
If you get pulled over...
A camera assistant dies for peeing on the road.
If a cop stops you and says, all right, well, you got to get back to killing that guy, and as soon as you're done, you're coming in for murder. If they stop you midway, they get you for assault. He never finished peeing. I think he should have been allowed to finish committing the crime at the very least that he got something
for. So, did they get you attempted peeing, attempted public urination?
No, they called
intent
to pee. I was in the middle of peeing. And, like, but all I heard was, and I turn around and a car is driving on the sidewalk at me with no lights on. And then all of a sudden, like the whole world goes crazy.
Well, but see, this is the thing. If you kill a guy, you have to extinguish the life of a person to actually
commit
murder.
They caught me with my dick out.
Once the first drop came out,
they caught me with my dick out.
You committed public urination, even if it was the tiniest little bit.
I have to go to court for it, dude.
That is a good point. You don't actually have to finish the stream for it to have been a urination.
The judge is going to be so pissed at you.
Wah-wah-wah-wah-wah.
How come you don't have your bell yet? Jingle, jingle.
You know that's
I had one of my interns pick it up, so we all know how that goes.
Those guys are the worst, man. You should can all of them.
Yeah, Baxter is not a bad intern.
The high school kid.
Baxter, the high school kid. Keith, the not in high school in a long time guy, is a jerk off. He has no idea what he's doing. He's the worst.
K-2000 or K-1000?
He's been writing his thesis for 7 years.
K-2000 is Baxter, isn't it? Or is that another person?
K-2000 is what Baxter was calling himself.
Okay.
For a
okay.
while.
Because they want to be like
but
you.
But you know what? I could put up with Baxter's garbage because, you know, he's a fairly decent intern. The other guy's a jerk. But anyway, peeing.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, I was pleading with them because you can grab me my other 24-ounce in there if you can. We deal with a small space over here at the Brown Lodge. We'd like to keep close and comfortable. I thought every, you know, like, okay, I'm getting a ticket. but do you need to tell a bunch of dudes dressed in drag that I'm getting a ticket? Like, I wear a headset while I'm at work so people can get me. And
hey,
through it, when I had to repeat the phrase back that I'm getting a ticket for pissing on the street and there are cops out here and you can't bother me right now, the entire place emptied out. 30 people came walking out onto the street, 6 of them in drag, and came walking up to me.
Did that help your cause?
No. They gave me the ticket. They basically sealed my fate. Hysterical laughing, and jokes were made for the next 3 hours. I want to kill everyone. I have to go to court for it. I don't, you know, I mean, I love MTV and everything, and they pay for all my fines and my injuries. This is a statement. MTV is really cheap, but they pay for you when you get tickets. No, I'm kidding. Maybe I should take that back. I don't even know.
Are they going to pay for it? Are they gonna give you an MTV lawyer to take into court with you?
I know one.
Do you?
Yeah. He's just as bald as you.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't think that's possible. But is he as sexy?
He gets drunk and falls down. I'm not even going to talk about neck. I'm going to skip over all. Wait.
Wow, you're doing a great job of censoring, though. I like that cutoff. I actually keep looking around for a button or something.
Hey, I'm not going to talk about my job anymore. Chris, you ready?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good. You know, we did get some a couple comments online on the Instant Messenger from a DJ Newstyle who said the gentleman who dropped the C-bomb and insulted Mexicans is okay by me. That person would be running. So just so you know, you don't have to censor the Mexican or the C-bomb as far as DJ Newstyle is concerned.
Well, thanks, DJ Newstyles. You can go eat me.
He also, and, he does a show on the Radio BBQ. He'll be on tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern. Do a little cross-promotion.
I'm listening.
It will be there.
Ding, 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 ding. DJ Newstyles, tomorrow at 10. And the archive on djnewstyles.com.
I don't actually
know. .org.
I don't know.
.vag. Oh, okay. Can we make .vag?
It has to be it's based on a country code. Is there any VAG country someplace in, like, Asia somewhere, I'm sure?
I know Virginia. A lot of people that live in orangutan, and they should go back there. Wait, I'm skipping. No, it's just racist. It's horrible.
What about the Virgin Islands?
I like them.
Smells like hot dogs in here. Is that you?
I totally just burped, and I stink like hot dogs. I ate hamburgers before I came here. Go figure.
But
go figure. Right. It's like some odd math. It's like numbers.
Numbers with a 3 or numbers with an E?
Both.
Hey, Chris. So how's you smelling?
Oh, I feel really fantastic. I'm sorry. I'm just going through a couple notes here. I'm looking at all these nice messages we have here. We've got quite a fine chat room going on the AOL, which is America Online. That's the abbreviation for it, acronymically.
America.
Yeah, well, that's what we're all about. We're American, we're online. And we're online here at the Radio BBQ, radiobbq.net. You can check us out at thebrownlodge.com. Hit us on the Instant Messenger at the Brown Lodge. Likewise, we've got this chat room with a bunch of people in here.
Oh, my God, my pants.
This is their introduction to our show, this nonsense, this big mess that we're doing right here. It's fantastic. God bless you all. Thank you again to Craig Coleman. Thank you again to Dan. Thank you again to everybody. And thank you to you, the home listener, that's sitting listening to this nonsense.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah?
Did you see my new pet?
I'm not familiar. What's your pet's name?
His name is Bidey.
What is Bidey? Why are we talking like this?
Bidey's actually going to be in a skit on a television program. He is the part of a colon in The Gay Man. He rubs up against a couple guys dressed up as pills and laxatives, and they shit him out onto the floor.
Just so we know, it's...
And he bit someone, and he bled really bad.
This isn't just some random talk. There actually is is it a gerbil or a hamster?
This guy is a hamster, and he's going to be on Stankervision, which is coming out in July on MTV2. I would like everybody to show up and show the support for a bunch of funny guys.
It's so wrong.
I can't believe I'm doing a promo right now.
In a cage.
Exactly. The only guy on television is in a cage. And my cat discovered him today. So I don't know if Bitey will be with us for our next episode. But everybody get a good look. We weren't allowed to kill him or let him go, so somebody had to take him home, and I was the one.
We weren't allowed to kill him? Like someone, you guys were looking to kill him?
Well, I offered to put him in a sock and slap him against the sidewalk, and no one was really into that, so I said I'd take him home.
I refuse to believe that if you were given the opportunity,
I wouldn't do it.
I don't think you could do that.
I couldn't do it. I'm a douchebag, but I'm not that big of a douchebag.
You would accidentally piss on him on the side of the street.
That already happened, and I've had him for 2 days.
He doesn't seem to mind.
He's actually pretty cool. Bitey, the Brown Lodge mascot.
Welcome to the team.
Hopefully,
buddy.
It lasts longer than our career.
Welcome to the team, buddy.
I gotta put him in the middle. So, anything happened in the news today, Chris?
Oh, you know, it's funny you should say that. I was just thinking about it. You remember last week, or maybe you don't remember last week, I was getting a little bit crazy. Oh, my God, we just got word from Dan at Radio BBQ. He just secured RadioBBQ.Vag.
Get out of here.
He officially owns the domain. This is the hugest thing ever. Vag across America, starting with Radio BBQ.
I didn't even know that was an extension.
It probably isn't, but we're there.
GoDaddy will sell you anything.
They're good at that. They'll sell you anything, but they won't put your site up. That's why we have a good one right now.
.Vag is open for business.
That said, last week I was...
Spread your legs for .Vag. Feel the goo with .Vag.
.Vag, a tight fit.
Soap it up with .Vag.
No, why is it soapy?
Why do you have to clean it every once in a while? Some people don't.
.Vag sounds like the name of some waitress.
.Vag, she's going to be over at the country club after this, serving fries, disco fries.
Hey, speaking of that, I went to a restaurant today.
You don't say.
Little French bistro down in the Little Italy.
Little Italy, as they say.
I don't know why I was in a French restaurant in Little Italy, but there was a pubic hair in my food.
It was definitely pubic hair?
It was a short and curly attached to one of my French fries. And I had a nice little chicken wrap with pesto sauce.
Can I nominate you for having the best week ever?
Oh, it's all going to shit. Like, I'll be dead tomorrow.
Are we right with giving the name of that place? I don't have to see any reason we shouldn't if they're going to be putting pubic hairs in the food.
They
were kind of sucky. I'd really
probably
don't
not
know.
The best idea.
Well, don't go to any French restaurants in Little Italy.
Yeah, the next time you're in Little Italy and you're in a French restaurant, run screaming because pubes are going to be served up momentarily.
They did give me my food for free.
Thanks.
What was the reaction?
It was the first time, because I think the reaction of, like, I ate the whole freaking thing. Like, I ate all the meal. You know, I had
And
a
then
lot
you
of,
saw it?
And then I was like, what's this? And I pulled on the little short, and it was attached to a French fry.
So you
so
told...
It didn't come from me. You know, it might have
you
been...
Didn't, you sure you weren't eating it naked with the plate on your crotch?
Or off of your own crotch.
I mean, I did that in the restaurant I went to before that. So... I told them, and they gave us our, you know, I mean, we were getting it for free anyway, but
they double
I swear to God that waiter called us pussies.
Was he
to the other waiter? Yes, I kind of caught it. I got insane about it.
Hold on, you think he did, or he definitely did?
But let's take it back a second, though.
Do it. Give us a reenactment.
You call him over.
Well, hold on a second. Give us a reenactment.
I call him over about the food. And, like, you know, I was just like, I showed him the little hair with the little fry attached to it, fried on. He was very nice about it. He was like, and I heard manager. And then...
I knew I was missing one.
I had a beer during lunch, which I'll probably get fired for now that I've said it. I had a beer during lunch, and I was still working. This was today, unfortunately. We tried to get a receipt written up instead of typed up so we could take the beer off of it. That seemed to be a big, huge issue. To the point that I'm pretty sure the word pussies came out of his mouth. And the manager started laughing hysterically. So I stood up, and I was kind of questioning what he had just said. And I had to be reassured that the man was just, he just worked so frantically, that's why the manager was, and you know, cut up by the big fucking French faggot who had just called me and my friend who were ready to beat him with the table. Pussies. I hate French people.
But
and I would like to put that right out.
It's not
right
a Brown
now.
Lodge statement. Say it's
no,
not
no,
a statement. It's
no,
not a Brown Lodge
no,
statement.
No, it's a Brown Lodge statement.
It's not a Brown Lodge statement.
Statement. Statement.
By Runner.
Statement. Here we go.
The following is an official statement.
Blah, blah, Runner. Blah, 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 blah. I'm French, and French people are good. Oh, they,
So,
blah, 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 bl of. I'm a homo.
So you're quite sure that he used the word pussy in reference to you because you wanted the receipt done?
I'm pretty sure it went in that direction.
Could you say 90% sure?
I was trying to...
Could you say 90%?
I'd say 90%.
What's the name of the restaurant? Fuck it.
Cafe Noir.
Cafe Noir, Little Italy. Don't ever eat there unless you want pubic hairs.
You got it.
That's an official statement.
And they didn't pay for my beer, scumbags. They should have fucking taken the whole meal down.
They just paid for the food, not the beer. Yeah, that's classy.
That's why we had to, like, make a second request to get the beer. And I was kind of like, you know, I don't really like asking people for stuff. Especially
free
when
stuff.
They're faggots.
Fantastic. For the record, I have no problem with faggots. I do have problems with people putting pubic hair in food.
I got a ton of problems with everything. And you're all going to hear about it on Radio BBQ.
Fantastic. RadioBBQ.net, TheBrownLodge.com, AOL Instant Messenger, The Brown Lodge, all that good stuff.
And ironically, my biggest problem is with K-fucking-2000. Where the hell is my drink? I asked for a drink! I want some lime in my drink!
K-2000's all right.
That was a pretty uncomfortable
K-2000
moment.
K-2000 actually gave you a drink earlier.
Oh,
it's right next to you.
Okay, I take it all back.
See, if it was the other guy, then I would say maybe, you know. But
you know, are you K-2000?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Who are you? Talking about? I'm 100K. That's
Baxter. I'm 100K.
I can't keep his name straight.
All their names straight.
100K yeah. is the guy sitting in the room. K-2000 is the guy that's not sitting in the room.
The following is an official statement from the Brown Lodge.
That's K-100. Or 100K.
K-100? When do we hire him?
What's going on?
You know, speaking of...
You hate sound effects, don't you?
I just hate sound effects for no reason, just playing randomly.
Well, we got no way of taking care of it.
Yeah, I know. Things happen. Unless someone out there wants to help your buddies at the Brown Lodge. Yeah, the Brown Lodge, the new show on RadioBBQ.net. Welcome to us. Yeah, thanks. You know, we're really happy that we're here.
Listen,
I have no
if anybody...
problem with Amelie.
She's French too, right?
Yes, she is.
If anybody wants to be a producer or a technical consultant on the Brown Lodge, write us at
new producer.
openwidevag.gov.
@thebrownlodge.com. I will make that email tonight.
Okay.
I don't even remember what he said.
We're going to have to listen to the replay.
We're going to need some guys that can fucking take care of business and because we can't. And we spent so much time prepping for the show that we really don't know where we're going.
We prepped everything for the show except for content, which is always the best idea. Speaking of guys who don't bring stuff when you ask them to, I was thinking about Meals on Wheels today. I drove by a Meals on Wheels truck and I at one point today. Wouldn't you think that particular organization wouldn't need to have the advertisement of their name emblazoned across the side of their van as they sit in front of your house?
I could see that.
If you were a recipient of Meals on Wheels, wouldn't you be kind of bummed out if all your neighbors knew you were on Meals on Wheels?
I felt that way when door-to-door herpes tests came by with their name emblazoned on the
but
side
exactly.
of the
Exactly. It's essentially the same thing as like, you know, like going walking into a place saying, hey, I'm here for my HIV test. How'd it come
hey,
out?
Hey, it passed 4 stars.
But, you know, that's essentially, to me, I mean, obviously, neither one of these things are things to be ashamed of.
Having herp?
Well, no, it's like a badge of honor. It's like a medal of honor.
For your cock.
Badge of honor.
Snag which I wrote in here.
It just bummed me out a little bit to see this today. It's the first time I ever saw a Meals on Wheels vehicle.
And really?
When do I see it? You know, I mean, it's unless you're there when
someone's
delivered.
Dude, you drive a cab.
Yeah, so
I get around to that shit.
I've never seen a
Meals. I've never seen Meals on Wheels.
Yeah, it's like a blue
yeah,
truck
in Staten Island.
Yeah, apparently. Well, they delivered to Staten Island. But, yeah, it was like a blue truck with a white top. It might just be this one particular one. Maybe they don't all have this stuff emblazoned on the side, but it freaked me out. It made me feel kind of crummy. Like, why, you know?
They were definitely selling cigarettes out the
back. Why would the Meals on Wheels make you feel crummy?
It's not that Meals on Wheels makes me crummy. It's the fact that they have it written out on the side of that. And then sitting in front of someone's house with it. Isn't that like somewhat of a violation of someone's pride? Shouldn't they like be able to like not have the whole neighborhood know that they're getting Meals on Wheels?
The Meals on Wheels commercial is pretty sad.
Yeah, exactly. They think it should be a discreet service. When I get my gay man-on-man porn sent to my house, it comes in a manila folder so my wife doesn't know that it's coming. It's that type of thing.
But every time she walks on you when you're sticking it in my butt,
but that's
it becomes an uncomfortable moment.
It's for me.
I mean,
the whole Meals on Wheels.
Watch Dead on CB2.
Commercial is pretty depressing anyway. With the old lady waits all day for her meal and then she's all happy and she smiles when they come to the door.
I've never seen a commercial for Meals on Wheels.
I'm so hungry.
You know what? Come and think of it, it's a commercial for Applebee's, actually.
Saw a Meals on Wheels vehicle?
Oh, God.
What just happened here? Unless you're there when
someone's
delivered.
Dude, you drive a cab. Hey, this is crazy.
Yeah, so you should probably make that stop. It's going to make us feel like we're a crazy Zane
How rope. Can I email people our link or whatever?
TheBrownLodge.com. Just tell them to go to TheBrownLodge.com. TheBrownLodge.com. TheBrownLodge.com.
Okay, buddies.
There's a good link there for that says how to listen to the show. Or they can go to RadioBBQ.net as well and listen there.
Same
feed, same link. It's all good. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. I feel like it should be more of a discreet service. I feel like they shouldn't have advertisements blaring out. It's like having, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not like they have a brass band playing like, hey, look at this person that can't afford their food. But it's the equivalent of, you know, a fraction of that. Like to have it sitting in front of someone's house, the Meals on Wheels truck.
Helen Jones, come down and get your free meal.
There is a block of cheese waiting for you on the curb.
The soup kitchen is delivering to Helen Jones at 736 Highland Boulevard. Welcome to your eatering food.
Hey, Helen Schempel, we got your pasta and broccoli ready for you. It's waiting on the curb. Meals on Wheels is free because you're a poor motherfucker.
See, that's essentially.
Is it poor or just like, you know, you're just lazy? You don't want to go to the supermarket.
No, I think if you're lazy, you go to you order takeout. I think you actually have to be like somewhat impaired in some way or another to get Meals on Wheels.
Holy shit!
We should look into that.
This, you know, like, we're always trying to find new adventures in babysitting for me and you for our lives so we don't have to work.
Oh, yeah.
Considering that we're doing a radio show right now.
Right.
And, I went to you ever been to a prop house?
A prop house. Let me know what a prop house is.
It has props for shows.
You know, as a matter of fact,
it's basically a junk house.
I actually was at a prop house on Staten Island back in like when we were in high school and I was working stage crew on some play or something.
Considering me and you are junk collectors and if we had more room, I think that we
could start our own prop house?
With the crap that we have right now. The over amount, like the charge, that the charge is like $500 for an abnormal amount of crap.
I don't understand specifically what you think that we have that people would want for props.
Well, I mean, look around here.
Books?
Everything.
Ouija boards?
Ouija boards, random lights, just parts, hamsters. You know, like, it's just stuff. It doesn't have anything to do with anything, but for some reason, if they need that to make an effect... I think it's a good business venture. If anybody's a pack rat, email us at www.652@thebrownlodge.com.
We'll be making that email later on today.
Shortpants.net.
@thebrownlodge.com.
For love. And then computers and stuff.
Do these prop houses pay a lot of money for these things? I mean, do they make a lot of money? Do people pay them a lot of money?
Dude, we rented a phone. A piece of shit phone, a blotter for a desk, like a 70s kind of looking chair. and it was like $400. And they took like a
rented, not even bought. Rented
has to come back.
How much money do you pay to rent these things?
What? Because I would think you could go around
bucks?
The world to yard sales and just buy.
Why
all
would
kinds
you just
junk?
Go buy a friggin' phone for $1.50?
And they made us put it down a deposit just because, you know, the nature of the show, they thought it would get wrecked. And ironically, there was a bunch of shit there, like all
Some
like ready for the Chappelle show.
This
Which
is more suspicious than construction contracts being awarded, I think.
No, I think that the shadiest business in the business is paid parking.
Paid parking.
Space. I bought this space on 34th Street, and I'm going to charge people $35
to
park there.
I thought you meant like in the industry, in the business.
Nah, I don't even, you know, I'm useless.
Are you
I just know what I see.
Are you saying like a lot, or you're saying you buy
saying
a space
a
on the street? Well, I mean, it's real estate. It's essentially, it's renting your property at a really inflated rate and only a small piece of your property
you're
at a
time. You're parking your car.
But it's
garbage.
You're saying, but are you saying on a city street or in a parking lot?
In a parking lot.
Parking lot. You got in Manhattan. They're paying a ridiculous amount of money to do it. Don't get me wrong. They've got the math worked out that they're making a crazy, crazy profit on it. But they, I mean, to own enough area to have a parking lot in Manhattan is it's not like it's cheap by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it's not cheap, but it pays for itself in like a year.
Probably even shorter than that. But yeah, it's a business.
It's absurd.
It's real estate. It's just it's no more absurd than
you're paying to get out of your car.
it's no more absurd than
I'm helping.
It's no more absurd than buying a house and renting it out. You know, that's just the way I think about it. Wow, there's something really, really awful happening right now. Sorry, I should probably get the picture. Whatever just came out of Runner right there was filthy and disgusting, and it caused a whole disruption of the entire room because he looked like he was going to vomit from the taste of it. God bless us. By the way, it's just come to my attention that mealsonwheels.vag is a good place for us to check out just in case our business doesn't work and we need to get some food later. I think that's the spot. Once again, you're listening to the Brown Lodge on the Radio BBQ. First time, hopefully first of many, as we're the new kids on the block. We've come here. New Kids on the Block had a bunch of hits, you know. But, yeah, we're here on the RadioBBQ.net. You can check us out at thebrownlodge.com or hit us on the AOL Instant Messenger at
thebrownlodge. At 652.org.
There as well. Relatively soon, we should have our phone line set up. Unfortunately, we don't have them at the moment. We've had some technical issues with that. Otherwise, we'd give you the number.
I don't even have a phone.
Yeah, that would be the technical issue. But we would tell you to call us at 718-SO-BROWN.
I know where you can rent one for like $400.
You get a phone for $400?
There's no way you can rent one.
Nice.
Can I give you my hamster for it? Oh, gerbil. Come on, Bitey.
Can I give you my hamster? Is one of the filthiest sentences.
Just for the record, I would much rather own a parking lot than a whole Meals on Wheels deal.
Even if it was a .vag.
It's the biggest scam on the planet.
Parking lot .vag.
No, not a site. An actual parking lot over the whole Meals on Wheels organization.
Because you would have to work versus hiring some dude to stand there and collect money.
Yeah. No, even if I owned the Meals on Wheels and I didn't have to do any of it, but, you know, they were providing food to people, I would rather sit back and collect the money from people parking.
You would get more enjoyment knowing that people park their cars because of what you do as opposed to people not dying of starvation, basically.
Not because they got to park their cars, because they paid me for it.
Okay.
There's not a lot of money in Meals on Wheels.
I tend to think that's probably true.
It's amazing that they even keep it going.
So it's just dollars and cents.
That and the library are the two most failing businesses going right now.
What are they spending?
Although I have a feeling
those
the library's
so
raking
old.
In a lot of money.
Overdue?
I had a book out for like a week.
They charge you $1,500.
They raise the prices. Understand something. The New York, I can't speak for other states, but the New York Public Library will charge you $1 a day for a videotape. That's pretty big considering what they used to be.
Do you know, I got to say, I'm 31 years old. I haven't been to a library in about 20 years.
Oh, I started going again about 4 years ago. I got heavy into it. I actually donate close to $50 a year to the library.
You're totally lying.
I swear to God.
And overdue fees?
No. Aside from that, actual, like, write a check to them.
Do you donate to PBS too?
No, I hate PBS. I have dated the
Pinkos.
Not even not that. I just I don't find much of what they show too interesting. Anything they do show that's interesting, they stop for 45 minutes to try to sell you a $750 tote bag.
The tote bags are so cool though. Didn't you say something crazy? Wasn't there like some Ramones special on PBS not long ago?
They have decent things from time to time.
They replayed the movie on Channel 13.
Rock and Roll High School.
No, there's a documentary right when I'm pretty sure when Johnny died. About, like, and, Joey, I'm sorry. Joey. Oh, well, Johnny died, too. They're almost all dead.
Is Johnny dead?
Yeah.
Oh. Are you okay? You're going to be...
I didn't know he died. All right.
We have to end the Brown Lodge.
Kennedy got shot, too.
I thought...
K1 million is...
Kennedy from MTV?
Down. What's your name? Are you just Keith?
150K.
What, he's in the room, Keith?
I don't know what to call you.
His name is 150K.
Can I just call you K?
Oh, okay. I see where the confusion is coming from.
Well, you're changing the number up all the time. It's freaking me out.
Well, no, you're changing it up in your head. I've always been 100K.
Oh, sorry. I call the big one Bitey.
I have a... Take it. I'm sorry.
Vagina pants.
That was one of the getting out issues.
You know,
pants that look like vaginas.
As you guys may or may not have known, last week I got a little obsessed with a little plane crash that happened in Atlantic City. If you may or may not recall, we had a couple of spirits last week while we were here, so we may or may not have forgot. Well, some
really
of us
drunk.
Did. Obviously, 150K didn't. But we may have had.
I had a Red Bull though.
Yeah, with caffeine, sick as hell. Well, this week I don't know if you guys heard about this plane crash that happened in Coney Island.
Yes.
It was like yesterday. Okay. First of all, I just want to say that the pilot had a dream about a plane crash the day before. Freak me out, creep me out, crazy, madness. I don't even want to know what's going on with that. But this plane crash in Coney Island, it's another one of these small little planes, just like the one that crashed in Atlantic City last week. And I was hoping that maybe I could make an official statement on behalf of the Brown Lodge. Would that be possible?
Yes, it would.
The following is an official statement from the Brown Lodge. The opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Quaker Force Radio or its subsidiaries.
By the way, we're going to have to change that to the radio.
Why is that a pause?
There should no longer be anything flying in the world. Because when things fly, they fall to the ground. Thank you. Don't throw something at me and make it fall on the ground. But seriously,
it wouldn't interfere.
These little tiny planes. Stop. These little tiny planes are just the most horrible things in the world. That something's getting smashed every week. What happened? Something spill? Something bad spill?
I'm glad Bitey was on this side of the room. That won't interfere with me. I don't fly.
I made Chris mad. I threw a power bar at him. He got all girly on me. So. We're just going to, you know, if you hear radio BBQ go off the air, it's Jack's fault.
I don't understand what happened.
No.
I think, just for the record, I think radio BBQ will be fine if you hear the Brown Lodge go off the air.
But I have issues with these small little planes. I wish I knew what I did over there and wish you could tell me.
No,
well,
I'm at it.
I see one gold can as opposed to two earlier. I'm thinking that might have something to do with it.
Did it land on something bad?
I can't see. I couldn't tell you.
Could you tell me if it
I'm landed? Done.
Could you tell me if it landed on something bad?
Like I said, Bitey's okay. Bitey's over here. It didn't land on the hamster.
Okay. This is very uncomfortable radio that we're having right now.
Are those little planes... I tend to think that they're not tested as much as they should be when they're taken up into the air. I don't know much about flying, but...
All I know is this plane crashed yesterday and it freaked me out. Last week, this plane crashed and it freaked me out.
Now, are you against anything flying, like 747s, United Airlines, any of the whole jazz? Or are you just against these little planes that take off from, like, Riverhead?
In all honesty, I'm against anything that flies.
Even birds? You want them grounded immediately?
I'm not going to, get into a whole thing of saying that all birds should be gone or anything like that. I'm just saying that I don't particularly care for things that are flying in the air. Don't particularly care for them, be it planes, be it birds, be it...
Birds can drop stuff on you while they're flying over you, even if it's not the actual bird.
That I definitely have issue with. I don't know. It freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't see much of the details on that, but...
Yeah, I got the story right here if you want to read. But, yeah, it's crazy. The guy, the pilot, apparently, 2 days before, was giving a lesson and explained that, you know, what to do when your engine dies. And then the same thing happened to him 2 days later, and he couldn't do it and died and killed a bunch of people.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Uplifting Radio, the Brown Lodge.
This was in Coney Island?
The crash happened in Coney Island. I think they took off out of, Jersey someplace.
I don't know.
Sorry.
But there's a great, speaking of planes, if anyone is a fan of the Penn and Teller show, it's on Showtime now. I know we've been cursing like crazy, but I really just don't want to say the name of the show.
Okay.
That show, on Showtime On Demand, you can catch the Penn and Teller BS episode where they talk about conspiracy theories.
Yes.
It's pretty brilliant.
I don't have On Demand. I have Satellite.
Oh. Satellite comes from the sky.
It does. Wait a minute.
That's why this is happening.
It's
a good show.
I'm very uncomfortable with this whole thing.
The Penn and Teller show is a little weird at times.
I've been a fan when I've watched it. I just haven't seen it in a long time.
But okay. Birds can drop stuff.
This is...
Penn Jillette tends to be a funny guy.
At times, I agree.
It's a good show. I'm a fan of Showtime, although I don't watch The L Word.
This is going to be funny. A beauty.
Boring as hell.
I'm sorry. So what you were saying something about this particular episode.
There's
of,
an episode
the
where they go to a place called Ground Zero. It's a cafe in Argonne, and these people discuss how, you know, the usual 9/11 was a government plot, all the typical stuff. The plane that got shot down over Long Island a couple of years ago was a government plot. We didn't really land on the moon. It's just pretty much, he just pretty much viciously attacks those people. But it's interesting just to watch when you see the actual people that are coming up with these theories, it kind of takes away from the,
credibility?
Away from the seriousness of the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
It's so wacky and ridiculous. But, yeah, I don't know. It's a pretty interesting show.
I was fond of their, they did a we're reviewing TV shows that happened a year ago, but they did a really great episode on vegetarians.
Should I go kick right into the movie review?
I really honestly think you should go to your movie review of the week.
I'm going
to
do two this week.
A double shot.
A double
shot. The following is an official statement from the Brown Lodge. The opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Lake Force Radio or its subsidiaries.
Oh, they do, though. I would think they have to reflect the opinions. Not going to review Legally Yours this week. It's a great film. Everybody knows that. Peter Bogdanovich directed it. Rob Lowe stars in it.
In all honesty, considering that we are going out to a whole entirely new audience on the radio barbecue, I think you actually should make a review. Bring back. Let's go
1988
back
was the year. Brat Packer, Rob Lowe, starred in a movie called Legally Yours with a girl named Colleen Camp. In this movie, Rob Lowe plays a college student that drops out of college, returns to his hometown, and sees his dream girl. But the problem is, he sees his dream girl from a jury box. You know why, Runner?
No, I don't know why.
Well, I'll tell you. The reason why is because she's on trial for attempted murder. That was horrendous. She's on trial for attempted murder.
I think I got that.
And she's a little, she's in hot water. She's in hot soup.
Is she a little loopy?
I don't know if she's a little loopy, but she's in trouble. So Rob Lowe, by day, serves on the jury. By night, he tries to do a little bit of his own investigating.
Sick. He solves crimes.
Well, in a way, he does, isn't he? He's solving a crime.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I don't
Johnny
know.
80s?
I don't know if he solves crimes in plural. I'm still waiting for the sequel myself, so I'm figuring we're 17 years since the release date, so it's got to be coming at some point soon. It's kind of like Star Wars, you got to wait for the really good sequels. But in the movie,
made that movie good 20 years ago.
What, Illegally Yours?
It could have ended up, Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I won't get into my Illegally Yours versus Star Wars thing right now. So Legally Yours, starring Rob Lowe. Anyway, we'll save that for another day. I gave a brief rundown. I don't want to give too much of the movie away.
Sorry, I stepped after it. You don't want to spoil a movie that's 20 years old for
anybody.
I don't
want to spoil it. Does the name Patrick Dempsey mean anything to you?
Would that be the star of Mystic Pizza?
Is he the third baseman for the Brewers?
He's neither.
Wasn't he a boxer or an old heavyweight champion?
Didn't he give vaginal inspections to Cindy Lauper?
He might have done that.
Oh.
He wasn't a boxer. He was the star of Loverboy and Can't Buy Me Love.
Ah.
The subjects of the 100K movie review for this week.
Ooh. We got 100. We got K. He isn't really gay.
But he likes movies.
There you go.
That's wow. Your theme song, just so you know.
Now I know what happens when I miss show prep meetings. So
I made that up.
What I'm going to do...
Chris wrote it, though, even though I made it up.
What I'm going to do is review the movies simultaneously.
Go.
In the movie Can't Buy Me Love, Patrick Dempsey pays a girl $1,000 to date him so he will become one of the cool kids. In the movie Loverboy, Patrick Dempsey delivers pizzas to women and becomes a gigolo of sorts so he can pay his way back into college to be with his dream girl. In the movie Can't Buy Me Love, Patrick Dempsey becomes one of the cool kids, but ultimately turns his back on his true friends. One of his true friends being Boo Radley from The Burbs. In the movie Loverboy, Patrick Dempsey continues on these romantic escapades, making money, bringing pleasure to some of these women's lives, but ultimately turning his back on his one true love, played by Nancy Vallon.
My hands are getting tired.
Can I interrupt for 1 second here?
Certainly.
Can I just interrupt for 1 second?
Yeah. There's a cat in the room now.
Your review of the movie is basically just a book report about the movie. Isn't it supposed to be like whether you like it or whether it's good or not? Or
here we go. Three,
let me ask you something.
One.
Did you ever like put on a record and halfway through the song say, you know what, I don't like this song, it has no ending?
You know what, I just want to say I deserve the Brown Lodge Creep of the Week award because I absolutely 100% interrupted that review, and I shouldn't have. I'm sorry, I'm going to keep quiet. Now look, I'm even shut my mic off.
You ready?
Oh yeah.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
In the movie Can't Buy Me Love, Patrick Dempsey becomes everything.
Love.
Yeah. Were you here for the beginning of the movie review? By the way, they remade Can't Buy Me Love, and it was called Love Don't Cost a Thang. Same movie. In the movie Can't Buy Me Love, we're a little off now, but in the movie Can't Buy Me Love, Patrick Dempsey ultimately becomes everything he hates.
Is Elizabeth Shue in that movie?
She is not. Amanda Peterson is in it.
Oh, sorry.
And
five,
Adrian
four,
Zemed.
3, 2, go.
In the movie Loverboy, Patrick Dempsey realizes that there are some things in life you shouldn't do to get back to be with the one you truly love.
And it's a 1980s movie review for people who had a VCR.
Some great scenes. Vic, Alice, Mel from Alice's Diner, Mel from Mel's Diner, Tayback.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I don't think he was done yet. I think he still has a lot in him. I think these two films have really captivated him, and he's going places.
6, 2, 4, go.
In the movie Can't Buy Me Love, Amanda Peterson, the love interest of Patrick Dempsey, exposes him for what he truly is, and his so-called friends turn on him, delegating him back to the nerd status he originally had. Except now, the nerds won't have him anymore.
Did the delegate hit?
Did they relegate him?
Are you done?
You really needed to point out the fact that I said delegate rather than relegate.
You got to give me a little bit more of a cue. I can't tell if you're done.
I was probably done when I started, but anyway, we'll keep it going.
Consonant.
We'll wrap it up like this. We'll wrap it up by saying, Patrick Dempsey learns in Can't Buy Me Love, you know what? You can't buy me love. You got to be yourself.
Didn't he drive away in a lawnmower with
He absolutely 100% did.
But that wasn't.
That was Can't Buy Me Love.
Shue?
That was not Elizabeth Shue. That was Amanda Peterson.
Scumbags. In
who's the movie,
Amanda Peterson? Does she do anything else?
Not that I know of. In the movie, but you can go to imdb.com to check that out. And in the movie Loverboy, ultimately he learns that you shouldn't have sex with rich old women just to get back with your girlfriend, because somehow you're going to be exposed.
Oh, and in Driving Miss Daisy, black people suck. Here we go. We're going to take a break on the Brown Lodge Radio, because we all need to go to the bathroom, and no one wants to get tickets anymore. It's all about your mother. It's all about your father. It's all about the way that things turn around. And
that's not what this can next to me was for.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Dead air is cool.
Nah, dead air is not cool. But here we go. ACDC. We love you. Brown Lodge. Come back in 5 minutes.
Society, God's gift to ballroom notoriety, and I always fill my ballroom, the event is never small, the social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all, I've got big balls, I've got big balls, they're such big balls, and they're such big balls, and he's got big balls, and she's got big balls. Everybody comes and comes again. If your name is on the guest list, no one can take you higher. Everybody says I've got great balls of fire. I've got big balls, and I've got big balls. Such big balls, dirty big balls. And he's got big balls, and she's got big balls. When they're held for pleasure, they're the balls that I like best. My balls are always bouncing to the left and to the right. It's my belief that my big ball should be held every night. We've got big balls! We've got big balls! We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Brown Lodge radio show. I don't even know what that sound is.
It sounds pretty creepy.
You're shaking your head over there. I kind of like it.
Yeah, it sounds odd to me. Why is that so low?
I don't know, but it's kind of cool with the music. Jim, Jim, Jim. Hey, everybody.
Welcome
back
to the Brown Lodge, the new guys here at RadioBBQ.net.
We're very proud to be on the BBQ. We are big fans of everyone, actually, who calls into the Ron and Fez show.
We're just fans, basically, of
radio.
Things. Yeah, like we're radiophiles, if you will, and it's nice to be welcomed into the fold here.
Yeah, I agree, Chris. And we just want to be, have the legs spread open right for us to come into the family. Oh, wait. I mean arms.
Come into the family? That's the filthiest thing. Welcome to the Brown Lodge. If you haven't known us, now you do. We're the Brown Lodge. My name's Chris. We got Runner. We got 100K. It's a lot of magic. You can hit us at www.thebrownlodge.com. Listen to us on, I believe, Mondays and Wednesdays, but I'm not sure, on radiobbq.net. At least Mondays for now. I don't know about Wednesdays or not. Instant Messenger, the Brown Lodge.
Somebody's hitting you.
Yeah, people like us. It's actually 100K's girlfriend.
It's Mrs. K.
I'm sorry.
You're not talking
enough.
You have to go home.
It's Mrs. K. telling me that I have to come home. Welcome to Radio BBQ.
Are you there? Are you there?
Yeah. So we're a new magical show. Although we're not that new, we're just new to the barbecue, and we hope you guys embrace us because we're somewhat of a.
A pedophile radio show?
Somewhat like a pedophile radio show combined with an instruction manual for life. We're going to teach you how to be humans because we're really good at
sound.
It. What's that?
Our vagina's a sound.
Wow. That honestly might be my new favorite thing, the Brown Lodge. Our vaginas are sound.
Exactly. So I'd like to get into a little bit of an issue.
What issue is that?
I don't really have one.
Would you like me to get into my new issue that I have? I don't know if any of you out there know my life. Of course you don't. You don't even know who the hell I am. I'm some jerk on a show that you never heard before. My name's Chris. Hi. I'm an addict. My new issue, my new
You can
thing,
type over here there, little buddy.
Yeah, but he's typing to something that's happening on this screen. Just so you guys know, in addition to being a fantastic radio host on the Brown Lodge, I'm also.
Weird stuff going on.
I just got a kiss while I was in the middle of talking. I don't even understand what's happening. Wow, that totally just distracted me. That took me totally out of my game. 100K just kissed me on the head while I was in the middle of talking.
I was so close anyway. I started to smell your smell.
That was his intern, by the way.
Oh, that was Baxter that just did that to me.
He ran in. He ran out.
Well, just so you guys know, you don't know me. When I'm not a fantastic radio host or co-host, I'm a cab driver full-time by trade. I picked up a new habit that I do while I'm at work, is I like to lie to people I don't know and create a whole false history about myself. And this is a new thing, and I'm thinking that this is something that everyone out there should try and pick up on. When I get someone... coming into my car and saying like, hey, whatever, and they start a small talk conversation with me, hey, what's your name, hey, how old are you, I now have got this new thing that I start to give a fake name for myself, and I try to add 10 to 20 years to my age based on whatever the customer is, just to let them know. And I think that's a fantastic thing that everyone should try and do. Lie to strangers as much as you can. Just for the hell of it. It's a little fun game I like to play.
I've been telling people I love you.
Are you telling me that's a lie?
No, well, not you. But I've been telling people at my job, when they walk away from my window, on occasion I'll say, I love you.
You have a job?
I have a job.
Where do you work?
I work at a place where I take money.
And you're not going to say the name of it on the air?
No, I am not. I actually. You want to hear something funny? I actually,
please.
As ridiculous as it is, this isn't the reason I'm doing it. But I actually had to go through this whole. I work for a pretty major corporation. Don't get me wrong. I have the bottom of the, you know, the bottom of the barrel job in this major corporation. But I'm totally freaked out by the fact that Ron is doing scary faces next to me, and
he's posing for the webcam.
It's just funny that an hour and a half into the show, he decided to start posing for the webcam. But anyway,
I don't like cameras.
My job is to take money from people, and you know, so regularly I'll just be in conversations with them, and you know, I'll just like go ahead.
How involved are the conversations you have with these people? I would tend to think they'd be short.
They're short. I tend to, if they're long, they're usually pretty nasty because then there's something going on.
Do you have a name tag?
I have one on me right now, but
do you
they
wear
don't
it
see
that
it.
They can see?
No, they don't know my name.
Could you lie about your name?
Do you have a bungee cord attached to your name tag?
I've told people my name was Ted in the past.
See?
But not if it's like, what's your name, and they're angry at me. You know, because then they're going to find out, and I'll actually get in trouble for that. But if it's just like, and if not if it's like, what's your name, you're so helpful, because not for nothing, but I do get a cash reward if somebody writes a nice letter about me.
Commissions.
But, yeah, if somebody's just, you know, I it's only happened a couple times in the 2 years I've been there, don't get me wrong, but I've worked in the fact that my name was Ted a couple times, and
I think you should do whatever you can to get a fake name and a fake age going as often as you can. There's something very fulfilling about it. I don't know, I'm not quite sure what it is, but it's really enjoyable. Someone gets in the car and says, oh, so you have, because I have pictures of my child on my dashboard, oh, you have a kid, oh, you're married, oh, how old are you? Or what's your name? How old are you? And I generally like to go at about 46. That's my favorite age. 42 and 46 are the two that I vary between. I think I could pass for either because
it's like almost half the speed of sound.
Oh, now, I didn't say 40.
85.
I didn't say 46 miles per hour.
That's almost half.
I didn't say 46 years, not miles per hour. By the way, we didn't even introduce our whole new audience into that at the radio BBQ. If you guys, you know, let them know with an official statement so they understand how we roll.
I'm on it.
There are a lot of things in the world. A lot of things happen. You could travel at certain speeds.
That's right.
The following is an official statement from the Brown Lodge. The opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Megaforce Radio or its subsidiaries.
The fastest speed around is 85 miles an hour. Thank you.
The fastest speed around. I just picture a bunch of different speeds hanging out.
The following is
76 is there, 62, but 85 is the fastest one hanging around.
What it comes down to is one day while 100K was at his job, he saw a car whipping out of the parking lot, and the car was whipping out of the parking lot so fast he felt the need to exclaim to me on the phone, "This car just whipped out of here going like 85 miles an hour." And when he said it, it sounded so scary and so frightening that a car could actually be traveling at that speed that 85 miles an hour has now been dubbed the fastest speed ever. As you go through your life and you see things speeding down the block and moving around, they're probably topping out at about 70. The Brown Lodge tops out at 85 miles an hour. Thank you. Screeching to a halt, though, with dead air.
That's like 2 miles an hour.
I don't even think you get 2 miles an hour for dead air, do you?
Do you?
Whoa.
Hey, you owe me a Coke, waka waka.
Where's the Tukey?
At my job.
Awesome. Crossing, lying to strangers is fun off my list. Oh, yeah, at your job?
Yeah, I think we pretty much exhausted that whole thing, actually, so... We dug that well.
Hold on, let me write...
How you doing, Ken?
Let me just write down, at 100K's job on my list, and now I'll cross it off, complete.
How's everybody doing tonight on the Brown Lodge?
I'm okay.
Is everybody all right?
I'm 100K, actually.
Oh, shit!
Shucks.
Oh, sorry. Cursing.
I'm dressed a little...
Cursing off the list.
I wish I could. I really wish I could cross cursing off the list. It feels uncomfortable.
F all this S. And we're not cursing on the B Lodge down.
Well, Brown's not a curse.
Well, in our context that we're using it.
But I'm using it in the context of a fine color that's a mix between yellow and orange. Yellow and orange? Where is brown?
It's where, everything.
No, it's not. That's black.
No.
Or white.
No, what? You're right. Insane.
I'm not being racist. I'm being serious.
No. I'm not even going the race way.
No, seriously. Black and white, respectively. I don't remember.
You can't.
The following is an official statement from the Brown Line. The opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Mega Force Radio or its subsidiaries.
Seriously speaking.
Chris says white is right.
I never said anything of the sort. Black and white. I don't remember which one is which, but one is... Shut up.
Sorry.
Wait till I get to my next statement. You'll understand when I don't which. One of them is all the colors combined, and one of them is lack of all color.
White is lack of all color.
Then black is a combination of all colors. It is. Stop
but
it.
But if you mix actual... See, I've done field
work
on
this. No, we're not talking about mixing paint because you're not mixing them evenly. It's a whole random bunch of nonsense. If you go to color school and you work for, like, PPG paints or something, then maybe you could talk to me about this.
Color school?
Yeah, it actually exists. When I was younger, I actually worked at an auto body paint store, and they offered to send me to...
Weren't you smoking cocaine at that point?
No, well before I smoked cocaine. That was years later. They offered to send me into color school someplace in, like, Detroit or something, and I wound up quitting the job before then. And it was, like, some crazy thing that I could learn to look at colors and identify them more exactly. Because I guess people can't just look at color and say, hey, that's the color. Hey, look at that. It's gray. Although, to be honest with you...
Shades of gray?
I have real, real issues telling the difference between green and gray.
Do you?
100% true. I have a green...
That's a sort of color blindness.
I suppose it is.
Or it just shows that you're a faggot.
I don't know that it necessarily shows that.
Wow.
And if it did show that, I'm sure it's a shock to my wife. But that doesn't make me any less of a person.
No, I'm sure she wouldn't be shocked.
I'm just as God made me, sir.
When was the last time you exchanged a kiss with a man?
Like 10 minutes ago? I didn't exchange.
Less than 10 minutes ago.
Hold on. I didn't exchange a kiss. I had
yes,
a kiss.
You did.
No, I didn't. I had a kiss bestowed upon me.
No, I saw it.
So you're a catcher.
Yes.
Way to be, bottom.
And? Dude, you're saying this as if it's like something to be ashamed of.
I'm ashamed of being a breeder, honestly.
I hold my gaiety.
Wait. Oh, don't do that.
I hold my gaiety with pride, just as my Meals on Wheels deliveries, just as my HIV tests, just as my herpes. Thank you.
I just read somewhere that they say 60%.
The following is an official statement.
No, I just read it. It might not have been
the
true.
The following is an official reading from a Brown Box.
It's actually for you.
This is going to be a
all our sound effects that I get to play tonight.
Official statement.
I just read somewhere that 60% of the people, by the time they are 65 years old, will have acquired some sort of an HPV.
I don't even... What's an HPV?
An HPV is basically herpes, or some strain of herpes. I think HPV is the...
Herpes simplex
HPV
virus.
Is to herpes what HIV is to AIDS. I'm totally serious.
I don't even know if we're going in this direction.
I'm
going to offend everyone.
There was a joke someplace in there, and I just didn't say anything.
But that's really what it is.
HPV is the cause of herpes.
Dude.
And I read someplace that 60% of the population, by the time they reach 65, will have it. I read this in Savage Love, Dan Savage.
In The Voice?
Didn't they do that?
No, actually, wasn't in The Voice. My brother went down to Florida, and he, as a matter of fact, there was an article in this, I guess...
You have a brother?
I do. I guess it's the Florida equivalent
50J.
I guess it's the Florida equivalent of The Village Voice. But he saw that there was an article on the cover about, Miami Internet Radio Shock Jocks. So he brought this newspaper back to me.
Is that what we are?
Except no. This guy's called the Smut Doctors or something in Florida, and those guys are apparently...
Douchebags?
You know what?
Like
the guy on the cover has a stethoscope, and he's listening to the girl's butt.
The cover of what?
You wonder what he's waiting to hear.
Oh, they're on the cover of the
They're
Voice?
On the cover of the newspaper. Well, it's not The Voice, but it's the equivalent down there. But anyway, they...
St. Petersburg Voice?
Something, yeah, actually. But it's from Russia. It's from that St. Petersburg.
Chernobyl Voice.
But they have this Somebody's got to help me, because what was I talking about? What did
the
I bring up?
Rasputin voice. You were talking about Ruskies and how much you don't like them.
Shock jocks, internet shock jock.
Paper. Savage Love, but then they have Savage Love in that column, and he said that a guy wrote Dan Savage a letter saying that he's afraid he just met a girl that's HPV positive, and Dan Savage was like, yeah, they're not a big deal, and you know, don't get me wrong, you don't want it, I guess, if you cannot have it, but half the population will have it by the time they're senior citizens anyway, so. But he probably said it in a much fruitier voice.
Okay, so
if you don't want it, you can have it, and you can just take it.
That was more Will and Grace. I think he's somewhere in the middle.
Super.
I don't know anything about this HPV, nor do I want to know about it.
Hey! Your vagina explodes.
You don't want to educate people?
You kind of drip brown out of the front. You don't really know if you're a man or a woman or not anymore. And your bowels kind of sag down.
This is good.
When?
Human what? Human papilla.
Like sometimes.
Human papillomavirus.
See, it sounds much worse if you talk about the whole thing.
Yeah, with what HPV is. I don't know anything about it. It seems... not that I don't want to educate people.
Thanks, man. I'd really like that information. Keep it to yourself.
I just don't know what it is. It's. I understand that it's to herpes what HIV is to AIDS. It just seems...
Well, I'm just letting you know.
Well, sometimes...
Thanks.
It involves warts.
These big, crusty warts film up on your...
I'm sorry.
I don't know that they're crusty. Oh, God. That was horrendous.
I don't know. Look at this thing.
Guess what?
Runner's
hate
showing
to be
off
the one
the,
to break it to you.
Runner's showing off this horrible, horrible welt that he's had on his wrist for, what, like 2 weeks now?
Yeah. We're getting there.
Ugh. That itches. Would you?
No, it stopped itching. It's just crusty now. Check it out. Look.
Crust.
It's gross, right? For some reason, it goes around my whole arm. But
just so you know,
I hope I die from it tomorrow.
Just so you guys know, you're listening to
Super.
You're listening to the Brown Lodge, the new
on
show
on Sycophant Radio. Stick it up my ass.
You're listening to the new show on RadioBBQ.net, the Brown Lodge. You can check us out at thebrownlodge.com. Hit us on Instant Messenger at
vagina.org
or vagina.org. It's a magical place. It's dark. It's brown. You can lodge in it.
It's
you can
wet.
Enjoy it.
People come there for
I would hope
solace.
I would hope that the Brown Lodge could be dry, because I would think that you'd be warming yourself by a brown fire.
Now, I kind of imagine, like, you ever go, go to, like, Carlsbad Cabins and, like, fucking stalactites that hang from the ceiling and everything's dripping and weird?
See,
That's exactly what we are.
See, no, I disagree. That, to me, is not a Brown Lodge. That, to me, is some sort of black cavern.
Why do you have to be racist?
Was racist.
I'm sorry. We have to run the statement. I'm sorry, Chris.
Wait, there's
Chris,
no statement. Cutting it off. I'm officially cutting it off. There's
no
statement being made.
Are you cutting me off?
I cut off the statement because
right,
we're
not done.
Making
I'm
a
not
racist statement.
Anymore. I'm not talking anymore.
I'm not making any racist statements.
I'm done.
This is gonna be a beauty.
Fine.
I just all I'm saying is, to me, when you look at the stalactite. Stalagmite. Which ones are the ones that hang, and which ones are the ones that go up?
I don't know what that word means. I thought he made it up, and then you repeated.
No, a stalagmite.
I've
a
heard stalagmite.
One of them hangs down. One grows up.
What are they made of, though? Like, what are they?
They're like in caves. They're like some sort of erosive drips of sediment that form into like little, like almost like icicles, I guess, but they're sediment icicles.
Is brown a combination of black and white?
No, I would think it's a combination of...
So gray is a combination of black and white.
Yes, without question. I would think that that brown is...
I'm not talking to you anymore.
I wish I would understand why you have to do this.
You offended me.
This is very uncomfortable. This is very uncomfortable. We're trying to make a good showing here on our new station.
All right. Back on the air.
I
don't want anything from you.
Do we have that sound effect that we could take ourselves off the air? That thing doesn't work very well, does it?
What's that one?
It's like powering down or something like
that.
That
thing sucks.
You want to make believe that we had it? Oh, wait. You know what? Don't do it just yet. We're going to warn everybody. Hey, everybody out there that's listening to us, we're going to go off the air for a second. Don't pay attention to anything you hear. Take us off the air. We're on a new station. We're trying to be good.
Yeah,
we're trying to make a lesson. What? We're fine. You're telling people I'm racist. That's supposed to be a secret between us.
Your pants are down and you're kind of grabbing me around the...
I'm not grabbing anything. There's a camera in the room. People would know if that was actually happening. You're behind there.
I don't know what you're trying to do to me. I mean, I try to go on the radio and I try to be funny and you just keep messing around and
I'm sorry.
Ruining everything.
I'm not ruining everything. I'm not going to be the butt of your jokes when you try and claim that I'm racist, when you try and claim that I'm sexist.
But you are.
But the fact of the matter is when
we're... But you know every day when we...
But listen.
But that...
But listen. When
we tie them up...
Listen.
We lynch them...
When we're on the air, I have to make people think...
The crosses...
Stop it. When we're on the air, I have to make people think that I'm Joe Average, and I love everybody. We don't want to let people know that this is some sort of...
Sometimes we just got to be real. We gotta.
I don't like to keep it real. I keep it real fake.
All right. We got to get back on the radio.
Put us back on the air. Hey, sorry, we had some technical difficulties there. You're back on the Brown Lodge. Listen to the Brown Lodge, brownlodge.com. You can check us out on the radio, BBQ, every Monday, Wednesday night, 8 to 10 p.m.
www.openwide.com or .org.
.vag, actually, my friend. Come on. We've got to keep it consistent. We're here tonight. We're going to tell you. We're playing the hits from 1960s, 70s, and 80s. Don't be ashamed to know your true colors.
Grooves in the heart. Yeah. Grooves in the heart.
Seriously speaking, let's get back to where we were. Stalactites versus stalagmites. I always looked at them as a black or a blackish gray moist cavern.
Let's go with up and down kind of thing.
But it's a cavern, and it's like I think it's a shade of black. I don't think that that's what the Brown Lodge is. The Brown Lodge to me, we're in like a nice brown wood cabin, and there's a fire that's tickling your toes, making you feel a little bit warm. And this flame is actually a brown flame. That's the way that I feel about the Brown Lodge. Actually, once we get the website back up, you can actually see the image of what we thought the Brown Lodge was.
I get the feeling Perry Como would feel welcome in the Brown Lodge.
You know what?
I got to feel Perry Winkle would feel comfortable in the Brown Lodge.
I've got to be honest with both of you guys. I think that everyone should feel comfortable in the Brown Lodge.
Perry Noid?
I don't know about that. I hear rumblings about...
He hates us.
Actually, he doesn't even know who the hell we are. I'm just talking.
His songs are great.
Indeed.
Oh, man.
I got to be honest.
Actually, that Fez song. Can we talk about this stuff? We can do whatever we want.
We can talk about Ron and Fez stuff if you want.
The Fez song is awesome. The Mikey D. Fez song.
Which one? The one with...
With the huge chorus.
Honestly, I don't remember which one you're talking about. I remember,
I'm too drunk.
Sometime recently, they played something that was almost like a step-by-step of everything that happened through the fight.
Step-by-step.
Not by the Wiggles.
Little by little.
And that's the only one that's sticking out in my head, and I didn't particularly care for it, to be honest, because it seemed very disjointed. It wasn't even musically there. I don't even remember who did it. I shouldn't be slagging on someone's song, but I don't remember.
Why are you fucking us up? Huh? Okay, we'll be back on Megaforce Radio next week because Chris doesn't know how to curb his tongue.
Wait, what did I say?
I'm sorry.
I said stalagmite.
No, wait.
All I said was stalagmite.
Might. Well, it's two. It's tight and might.
Oh, mighty tight.
Up is one tight, I think, is down, and might is up.
Honestly, could you guys seriously discuss this amongst yourselves? Because when we took the break before... I never took a bathroom break, so I'm going to go do that now.
Okay. How you doing, Keith?
100K.
I'm fine. I was wondering who you were talking to.
I'm always talking to you.
I thought the little creep snuck back in the room again. I'll go on record.
I got directions for you for the set tomorrow.
He's honestly a little creep.
You really got to get rid of him, man.
Baxter is a good kid, though.
Keith
is a jerk. Baxter is a good kid.
I think my gerbil could do better.
Probably. You know, not for nothing, this probably isn't very entertaining to the people, but your gerbil just had a... What's that stuff in there called? Is that cedar chips?
Yeah.
He had a little piece of it on his nose, and I got to go on record and say it was the cutest thing I've ever seen. Aww. He was running around, listening to the conversation. He was trying to chime in about stalagmites, but I guess he doesn't actually understand, you know, words, English.
Yeah, he's a little shot. From what I understand, my girlfriend told me that this is an animal for children.
A hamster?
Yeah. Or a gerbil. I don't know. I just kept them from keeping. You know.
I had them when I was children, but the horrendous things used to happen. They would give birth and then eat the babies.
Oh,
terrible.
Yeah, they do that. I got bit by mine, and then I stuffed my cat into the cage with him to make him crazy. And then he wound up eating, like, 2 Tupperware trays and dying a horrible death.
Mm.
I don't know exactly what plastic poisoning is, but I've seen it in action on a big fluffy hamster.
I feel a lot better now that
Jack.
I walked out of the room.
Can I call you Jack?
You can call me Jack. You can call me Chris. You can call me Todd. You can call me Dan.
I don't think I ever
Ronnie.
Call you anything.
Yo.
I'll tell you the truth.
Hey, what's up?
Just like, how you doing?
Yeah.
I don't shake your hand. We're beyond that.
Men shouldn't really.
It's pretty much blowjobs.
But that's
I
not
mean,
a greeting. That's just for fun.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know, I really enjoyed my break there in the restroom. I came back in here. I felt relaxed. And I walked in, and all I hear is... And plastic and a bunch of dead lizards. And I wish I knew what the hell was happening.
I think plastic poisoning is what he was talking
yeah.
about.
I didn't go with lizards, but...
You didn't say anything about lizards?
No.
Wow. My ears don't work at all.
Yeah.
Could you make believe you talked about lizards?
Well, lizards, Todd, are green and they're probably
Wait, was
dead.
I the one
what
who answers
think?
To Todd?
Lizards, Bob... are green and kind of oozing. That's not good.
Hey, lizards.
You're supposed to help me here, 1000K.
Greg. Seriously speaking, guys. So
G100?
No, that's his brother, G50.
50J.
50R.
50J.
26P. Hike. Bingo.
I think we shoot at that on our... Isn't that like a camera stop?
What?
Nothing.
Camera?
Talking tech.
Ooh.
Stupid.
Ooh.
Hey, if anybody wants to know about nothing, they can email me at 652.vag3.
Fantastic.
Point 4.
So since we were talking about the lodge and we were talking about stalactites and stalagmites and what I envisioned the lodge to be and the brownness of it, it made me start to think about log cabins and such. And I have a new thing that I think I want to start getting into. I want to start getting into woodworking. And I think that you, Runner, actually have some carpentry experience.
I got a Dremel or two.
He's a regular little
I don't even
Jesus.
Know, just to let you know how little I know about it, I don't know what a Dremel is.
A Dremel is an amazing tool. I only know that I'm not very skilled with my hands, but I used to work at a hardware store.
That sounds gross.
I worked at Pergament for years.
Didn't you steal a bunch of shit from there?
You know what?
I had a friend who was actually a security guy and saw you walking in with an empty bag and then leaving at the end of the day with a full bag. He's a cop now. And,
I know exactly who you're talking about, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. No.
So,
you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Could you guys tell me what a Dremel is? I mean, this is uncomfortable legal stuff that we probably shouldn't be talking about.
Well, a Dremel...
Oh, shit, yeah.
A Dremel is
a
tool...
You went to jail for that, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
A Dremel is a tool that... actually, there was a guy named Richie that used to work at Pergament with me in the hardware counter, and He used to tell me all about Dremels. A Dremel is an interesting tool.
Dremel, 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 I made you out of clay. Dremel, 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 I played with you all day.
By the way, me talking about Dremels just now was completely on autopilot, so I'm not even sure what I was... Do you ever go on autopilot when you're not paying attention to someone and your mouth is just making words?
Okay, you want...
Hello, my whole show.
You want to talk about going on autopilot as a human being?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Today, driving my cab, my customer, who is a nun today, starts slapping me while we're on the highway, while we're driving. Did I forget to mention this earlier? Hi, everybody. My name is Chris. I work on the Brown Lodge. Likewise, I drive...
I ask you how you're doing every day, and you didn't tell me that yet.
I totally forgot about this until right now when we're talking about going on autopilot, and this was the problem. Apparently... This woman who is a nun at St. Dot's Church, not to be confused with Dot Vash,
the waitress.
Right.
Hey.
She started slapping me as I'm driving on the highway because she was convinced I was falling asleep at the wheel of the car while I was on the highway. To be quite honest, I was listening pretty deeply to the radio, and I know that everything that was happening on the radio, but somewhere in my mind I thought maybe it was possible that I did fall asleep, but I didn't, because I was awake and I was in my lane and everything was fine, but it was a crazy madness thing, and that would have been an example of going on autopilot.
But what did you see? That's literally going on autopilot.
Did you tell her God is dead?
No, I told her, I was like, hey, what are you doing? I'm awake. I'm fine. Don't, please, you shouldn't do that.
Fuck you, bitch. You should take it up the ass at least once.
Christ was a man hung with nails. Only a fool would die for the sins of humanity.
Oh, good Lord.
I mean,
buy a Crass album.
I was just taken back by the whole thing because I was driving and she said, hey, sir, wake up. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? I'm awake. We're nowhere near your stop yet. We're nowhere near getting off the highway. It was just a crazy example of almost going on autopilot.
See, I'll occasionally...
But back to what you were
I'll
saying,
I'll occasionally
sorry.
Go on... No.
Sorry.
It's great to know that when you're driving nuns around, you go to sleep.
It's more of a nod than actual sleep.
When I was...
All that praying is distracting.
I'll be talking sometimes, and something will happen, and I'll become distracted, but I won't want to let up, so I'll just go into autopilot. And it's I always think it's obvious... Because I'll tend to repeat the same thing a couple of times, and I'll talk a little slower, and my eyes will be looking at something else.
Kind of like what you're doing right now?
Sort of. Not really, though. I did go on autopilot when I started talking about Dremels, though, so I don't remember what exactly I said about Dremels. I'm pretty sure Dremels design.
You said that it had something to do with you spin it, you yell Gimmel, and you hope to get all the candy. Was that while you were on autopilot? You guys obviously don't know anything about dreidel.
I know the song I used to have to sing in chorus.
I had a girlfriend who gave me a dreidel. She wasn't Jewish.
I have a couple of dreidels. I know one of the guys I used to work with, we used to play dreidel at work, and you spin it and you have to hope for Gimmel to come out because that means you win. It's like some weird thing.
So we've established that one person gets ticketed for public urination at work and one person plays with dreidels at work.
No, I don't play with dreidels at work.
Oh, wait, I did.
I used to play with dreidels at work, now I fall asleep while driving at work.
Nuns.
With nuns. Hey, man.
Did they pee in the back seat?
Don't get me started on the urinators.
Why would a nun pee in the back seat?
Why would anyone pee in the back seat? But they do!
I've driven a cab twice. Both days I had to carry women out of the car that peed in my back seat.
That's terrible.
I had to negotiate with homeless people.
Oh, God.
It was horrible.
What sort of negotiations?
I drove
them from one point on Staten Island to a hotel on Staten Island, and there were six people in my car.
Illegal.
With all their crap.
Illegal.
I know.
Right off the bat, as soon as four people come to your car, get away from me.
But halfway there, they talked about who was paying for that. And I wouldn't open my trunk to let their... crap out that they put in.
I don't. Anytime you sketch out on people like that, or you think that someone might sketch out, I don't move until I get payment. I'm giving you the ins and outs of the cabin business. I'm a
Dude.
Hack.
Just exactly.
Like, who's the guy from St. Elsewhere? Wasn't he on that show Hack?
Yeah, you're. I had a bunch of people. I knew a bunch of people that worked on that actually.
Yeah.
Is that the show about the guy that had Tourette's or
no,
OCD? Oh, that's Monk. Forget it.
No, he has just OCDs.
I like that show.
I didn't watch him, but I didn't watch Hack either, but I know that it was a guy from St. Elsewhere. And he was
I don't know if anyone from St. Elsewhere.
You know Howie Mandel.
Hack was like 20-hour days.
Actually, Denzel Washington was on St. Elsewhere.
For those guys. The world of television production is terrible. Don't get in it.
Unless
too
you
want
to get out.
Unless whatever other job you have is terrible, too, like stocking shelves.
I'll go on record as saying I bet that the world of television production is a lot cooler than driving a cab.
No.
Financial rewarding.
If you think working the entire day is rewarding.
No, but I'm saying on a financial level, it's definitely got to be more rewarding than driving a cab is.
Yeah, probably.
I have the least financially rewarding job of anyone here.
I
offered you a job. You told me no.
Don't you make wooden nickels?
I do make wooden nickels.
You shovel shit for wooden nickels, don't you?
I might as well. Yeah, my paycheck is pretty crappy. I told you, I'm the bottom of the major corporation.
Honestly, we have to stop right now. We're taking this to a whole depressing, hey, let's look at how sad we are because we don't like our jobs moment. We're on a new syndicate.
That's true.
A new station.
Syndicate.
We've been syndicated onto a new station, the radiobbq.net. We're here. We're fantastically popular, famous, rich guys that you guys should all want to be like. You should tune in every Monday night. Check us out, 8 to 10 p.m. I think we're going to be on Wednesdays, too. Don't know if that's going to be a live show, a replay show.
We got Mikey Boy. We got Mikey D. We got Paranoid. We got Jammy Jam. We got Sycophant. We got Pansy Pants.
We got Dirty Balls.
And we got...
We don't have
Down syndrome.
We don't have no. We certainly don't have Down syndrome. We don't have any of those people. We just have us.
Hey, everybody! We got Howard in the morning. We got Jimmy in the afternoon.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Shut up. And
Jimmy Stewart. Actually,
we got Conan at night.
What we actually have is three idiots being idiots as much as we can every Monday night, 8 to 10 p.m.
Hey, everybody!
Every Wednesday night, hopefully.
Wait. We got Dave at 11:30.
I just want to try and...
Jay at
try
12.
And get through something close to like an advertisement for us.
Oprah at 6?
She's on like 4. At least get Oprah's time right.
Isn't there Oprah after hours?
Hey, everybody! We got Maury at 2?
This is just... What's happening here?
I'm trying to give...
You're just lying. You're blatantly lying to me. Do we have to take the show off the air again?
I hate that shit.
You're listening to the Brown Lodge. We're a bunch of jerks that don't know what we're doing, obviously. If you somehow have managed...
Hey, everybody!
If you somehow managed to
we
make it...
We got Phil at 3.
We have 5 minutes left to the show.
We got 2 to 3.
We have 5 minutes left to the show.
Why do we have to end? Like, because we don't have to end.
They have another show that comes on at 10 o'clock.
Oh, we really
I love that
end?
We have yes. 2 to 3. I love that we have an hour during the day. We have time.
No, see, I don't even think we had an hour. I think we just had numbers.
No, he said we have 2 to 3.
Yeah, but he didn't say a clock. Just like, well, we have 2 to 3. Like, they could be 2 to 3 things, anything. Seriously speaking, we're a bunch of idiots. We don't know what the hell we're doing, obviously.
Hey, everybody!
Stop it, please! Please
you're,
stop
you're
it!
You're fortified right here. You're fortified right here. The Sean Connery at 6, and then Pat's up after that.
Can I please try and tell people when the show's going to
hey,
be on?
Hey, everybody!
I guess not.
Phil is over there at 3, and then sometimes... His friend shows up at
this
6.
This is horrendous to listen to.
Really?
Horrendous.
Really?
Yep.
You want me to stop?
Just for like a minute.
Okay, do what you want.
Thanks. I don't really have anything to say about
it. I know.
Seriously speaking, we just want to thank a lot
hey,
of people.
Hey, everybody.
Thanks. We want to thank a lot of people for letting us on
up
here.
At 2. Sorry. I'm sorry. I can't. I mean, I keep, you know. Okay. Go. You got it. No, do it.
I'm done.
No. Go. Chris, do it. No, don't be sad. Go. Promos. Do it. You hate that air. Do it. We'll leave dead air on the air.
We could keep saying 2, 3, 5,
okay,
Dave,
go.
Over and over again. We won't have dead air then.
Fine. Runner signing off. Chris is going to give you pertinent information.
There's no reason for anyone
to
sign off.
I love you all. Radio.
Uncomfortable radio from the Brown Lodge. We'll probably have moments like this every week. You'll wonder if we actually got into a real fight or if it's just something staged. It usually isn't going to be staged. We'll be uncomfortable afterwards. It'll be a lot of fun. But you should check us out every Monday, Wednesday maybe. I don't know when the hell they're going to put us on. Who knows? They may decide to pull us off the Radio BBQ after tonight. But you can check us out at thebrownlodge.com no matter what. We're going to be here every week until we're dead. And that's about it.
Hey, everybody! Sometimes I like white hoods on my head when...
By the way, I got the official word. We are going to be on Wednesday nights, too. Monday and Wednesday nights.
They love it, like they should.
I have no idea why, but somehow we managed to pull this off. We've hornswoggled them. We've got ourselves.
Hey, everybody! Let me tell you about my vagina.
Seriously speaking, we got a minute and a half left to the show. Why don't you start the outro music?
But I can't find it.
You really can't find the outro music?
Yeah.
We got a minute and a half left to the show. We're going to kick it to, hey.
In a minute, I'm going to play.
I would say crazy. Who the next show is, but I don't know. We just want to thank a lot of people. Thank you to Craig. Thank you to Dan. Thank you to everybody.
Hey, everybody!
Please stop saying, hey, everybody. It's making me insane. Seriously, thank you.
Wait, everybody.
Check every week here. Check all the time. Listen to DJ
Freestyle. Don't even bother. We're on Sycophant Radio on .org.vag, and you can come anytime you want. Oh, I'm sorry.
Doesn't make sense. This doesn't make any sense. Could we at least play the outro music so it makes some sort of sense?
I can't find it.
Could you play some sort of music so we can end the show with
I'm pretty sure the Indigo Kitchen is coming up next.
The Indigo Kitchen is up next on RadioBBQ.net. Check out the site throughout the week. It'll be updated, thebrownlodge.com. Thank you again to Dan. Thank you to Craig. Thank you to you for listening to this nonsense for 2 hours.
Hey, everybody!
We'll do it again in 2 days, although maybe it's probably going to be a replay, and we'll make believe it's new. And we'll see you next week.
With the Brown Lodge Radio, we love you.
Thanks.
Bye. Have a hot toddy on us.
Got any music?
Ew.
I don't know where I am anymore.
God's the God, and he's the master, 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 God, and he's the master